السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره، ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنما الأعمال بالنيات، وإنما لامرئ ما نوى، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. My most respected elders and dear brothers in Islam. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given the Muslim Ummah various opportunities in different parts of the year to gain momentum and gain traction towards the ultimate objective of our life and our creation. And through the different cycles of this world and activities and engagements and duties and responsibilities that we fulfill as human beings, and in the different positions and capacities that we find ourselves in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires us to ensure that we do not ultimately lose sight and lose a type of vision and understanding of our ultimate goal. And that is the akhirah, the hereafter, the life, the eternal life of the akhirah and the hereafter. And therefore we find that in a few days' time we will be entering a very important month, the great month of Ramadan, the Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan. And the very essence and theme of this month is once again to redirect and to once again revise and refresh and reignite the real purpose of existence and the real direction of the life of a human being, and more importantly, of the life of a believer and a Muslim. When we look at the whole theme of the month of Sha'ban, the month of Ramadan, and other great days and nights and opportunities, then we find that the theme of all of these opportunities and events, they hinge on one very important aspect and facet. And this important factor and aspect and facet is really what our life is made up of. Our breaths, our mornings, our day, our night. This is what the collation and the collection of our life is. It is made up of this aspect. And this is the aspect of amal, the aspect of action, the aspect of deed. That our whole life is a collection of deeds. It is a collection of actions. And this is the substance of the life of a person. Deeds and actions and a'mal is the real substance of the life of a person. If we take away the aspect of amal, the factor of a'mal and deeds, then we will find that there is only a structure that is left, or there is an emptiness that is left. Without a'mal, there is an emptiness. So therefore, we find that this important aspect of amal and action is really what the theme of Ramadan is about. It's the theme of Sha'ban is about. And the theme on day or night of life of a person is about a'mal and actions. That how a person can intensify his a'mal, his good deeds, how a person can weighten his good deeds and a'mal and make himself into develop himself into a person of substance. Develop his life and his day and night into substance and purpose. With proper direction, with good quality a'mal, with goodness and virtue, and with a person becoming a beneficial person. A person who is a well-wisher. A person who can exude an amount of mercy and compassion and goodness and virtue and forgiveness and all of those factors that are required for a person to actually be considered to be a person of goodness, a real human being, a true human being, a meaningful human being. So this aspect of amal and action, my dear friends, is something which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wants to sharpen our focus towards. That what is the status of action in our life? What is the quality of action in our life? What is the consistency of action and amal in our life? What is our association and our link and our relevance with amal? So therefore in the Quran Kareem, Allah ta'ala speaks about the critical nature of action and amal. Allah ta'ala says, وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ. That every person on the day of Qiyamah will be brought to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he will be brought in a state that his entire composition of a'mal, his whole life story, will be brought with him. It will be latched onto him. In fact, the ayat says, أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ. It will be yoked onto him like how a yoke is placed on the neck of a person. In other words, the thing that he will really come with, everything else will be diminished, everything else will be removed from the equation. His status, his name, his titles, his achievements, his awards, his trophies, his certificates, whatever he was about in this world, the Mr. Who he was, all of that will now be of no relevance. Absolutely no relevance. And the only thing now the person will be profiled by will be his life story, his actions, his a'mal. So Allah Ta'ala says that is what a person will be brought with, that is what he will come with. That will be his capital. That will be the only thing that will remain with him. طائره في عنقه ونخرج له يوم القيامة كتابا يلقاه منشورا. And that entire life story of this person, the corpus of a'mal, that capital that he brought with him, however much or little it may be, that will now be translated, or it will be converted into a kitab, into a book, into a manuscript. وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. So it will be a fully composed document. Person will come with a register. Right? And وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. And this book will now be opened in front of him. His entire life story will be opened in front of him. Today we find that a book is something which we regard to be as useful and beneficial. There are different types of books that people enjoy or people refer to. There are books of history where we read about the history of man, the history of dynasties or dynasties, or the history of legacies, and the history of people and nations. And we read of different aspects and things in history. And we read different types of books. Books of name, books of shame, books of fame. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala draws our attention that the most important book that ultimately will benefit a person, that will be in front of a person, of all the books that a person can think of, is the book of a'mal. وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابِ يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. And that book will be open in front of this person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will now say, اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ. This person will now be asked to read this book. اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ. That read your book, read your a'mal, read your life story, read what you did. And of course, there will be no need for any dictionary. There will be no need for interpretation or a commentary, because this will be the person's own book. It will be his own deeds. It will be everything that he did. It will be the story of his life. What is being brought into focus here, my respected friends, is the importance of a'mal. Because the only thing that will be recorded and contained in that book will be the actions of a person. It won't be anything else. As we said, it won't be his profile, his titles, who he was, and where he came from, and what was his hasab and nasab, and what was his lineage, and what was his which part of the world he lived in. In fact, in one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, man batta'a bihi amaluhu lam yusra' bihi nasabuhu. That a person who his a'mal and his actions keep him back. Man batta'a bihi amaluhu. In other words, he did not give a lot of focus and attention on his actions, on his a'mal, on his life, on his deeds, on that what he was supposed to do, that what he was supposed to achieve. He lacked in that. He fell back in that. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "Lam yusra bihi nasabuhu." His nasab, his lineage, and who he was in the world, and what profile he held in the eyes of people, and what profile he held in the life of this dunya, may have been a very high profile person, well known and well recognized and well acknowledged. But if his a'mal and his actions, the most critical thing, held him back, then nothing else is going to actually be able to take him forward. So iqra' kitabak, read that book of yours. Kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on that day, a person will be a sufficient witness. He will be able to give testimony to what is in that book. Because he was the person who perpetrated all those actions. If those actions were good and they will take him forward, then of course it will be a sense of glad tidings for him. And it will be a sense of goodness for him. And of course, if what is recorded in that book will be something that is going to be a means of embarrassment, a means of detriment to that person, then Allah Ta'ala protect us, and that will also be recorded and very, very clear. Therefore, in Surah Zilzal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that يَوْمَ إِذِي يَصْدُرُ النَّاسِ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرُوا أَعْمَالَهُمْ. On that day, people will be brought, and that day of Qiyamah that Allah Ta'ala is referring to, people will be brought in categories, in groups, in denominations. People will be brought in different categories, in different groups. يَوْمَ إِذِي يَصْدُرُ النَّاسِ أَشْتَاتًا. And that will not be the group and the categories of people, or how we understand our profiles today. That today there is a profile of the elite, or people who are in a certain profession, they tend to flock together. People who are in a certain business category, in a certain profession, the doctors, the lawyers, the attorneys, the entrepreneurs, the professionals, people tend to gather and to congregate according to their profiles and according to their affiliations and according to their like-mindedness. And that is the profile of the world. But Allah says, on the day of Qiyamah, it will be the profile of amal and action. So according to the virtue of a person's action, according to the quality of a person's actions, and according to the weight and the substance of a person's life, what he did and what he lived, and how he lived, on that basis people will be congregated. The people of knowledge, the people of action, the people of substance will be put together. People who neglected and forgot, and people who were not concerned, or were not as motivated, or did not feel the need and the importance of these things, and those people will be categorized accordingly. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرٍ يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرٍّ يَرَى. And to show the very necessity and sensitivity and the delicate nature of a'mal, Allah says that a person who will come with an atom's weight of good, whatever good a person did, however minute it may seem, it may have been a good intention also, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that will be brought. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرٍّ يَرَى. And if a person had that little bit of animosity, that ill feeling, that harshness, hard-heartedness, all of that will also be brought out and will be reckoned. It will have a weight, it will have a form, and it will be weighed, and it will then be put onto the scales. Therefore, they say, my respected friends, that for a'mal, there are two very important criteria. And this is the time of the year when we begin to evaluate our life, our actions. We begin to now try to create some form of measure, some form of evaluation, some form of assumption, or some form of measure, or some form of evaluation and assessment. This is the time when we begin to look at where we are on the bar, and what needs to be done, How are we going to fill the cracks? How negligent have we been? Where are the broken links? All of these things, this is the time when these things are put together. So for a'mal and for a person's actions to be weighty, because on the day of Qiyamah, the criterion by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not the counting of actions. Allah will not count actions. Allah will weigh actions. وَنَدَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ. On the day of Qiyamah, the scales of justice will be erected. So scales means it will be weighed. And therefore, to understand this, let's understand it in the form of currency. Sometimes a person thinks, I'm making a lot of zikr, I'm doing a huge amount of great work, I mean doing this charity, I mean involved in that charity, and I'm involved in this type of movement, and I'm engaging in so many hours of this good work, and I've given this part of my day and my month and my life to this type of work and this type of action. But understand it from an aspect of currency. That if you have a certain currency which has a value, and that value of that currency is very high, the reward for that action is very, very promised, that is very high. But if at the end of the day a person accumulates a whole vault of that currency, maybe it is a thousand note denomination, for example, maybe $1,000, ₹1,000, or £1,000, or whatever it may be. And like how it has happened recently in certain countries where the currency was devalued overnight. Now a person is sitting with stacks of that particular denomination. He's done so much. And overnight that currency is devalued. What will be the status of all that wealth of that person? How hard he worked to accumulate all of that wealth, and overnight if it is devalued. So let us apply this example to our a'mal. That a person does a lot of good, and he means a lot of good. But if those actions are devoid of sincerity, are devoid of sidq and truthfulness and honesty and genuinity, actions are done with ulterior motives, actions are done for the sake of show, actions are done to gain position, actions are done to gain a seat, actions are done with every other purpose and motive and thinking and mindset besides the pleasure of Allah, besides doing it solely for that person and that being who are the actions supposed to be done for, then it is like that currency which will be devalued. On the day of Qiyamah, a person will come, his vault will be full of that denomination, of that currency, of that actions, but it's sum total, and ultimately it will be devalued to something, it will be reduced to nothing. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala protect us from this, my dear friends, because there are various ahadith that allude to this, that a person will come on the day of Qiyamah, he will come with so much, he will have done so much, but because of his inner state being corrupt, or his inner state not being in a state of honesty, of genuinity, of sincerity, then this person will be showed a very low count for what he brought with. A very low count for what he brought with. And this is something which needs to be worked on now. The quality of our a'mal, the state of our heart, the condition of our intentions. And this is not something that a person just acquires by thinking about it or making one dua or one wazifa. That, oh Allah, I want sincerity and grant me sincerity. And a person thinking that he is sincere. But it requires a development of sincerity. It requires a development of genuinity. It requires a person to actually reflect and ponder and think and acquire the substance in a'mal. To develop the heart, to actually modify it, to cleanse it, to purify it. And that is why the exercises of Ramadan are such that they serve this very purpose. They serve the purpose of purification. They first serve the purpose of modification. They serve the purpose of renovation, so that what has been built up there can be removed, and in that way the person's a'mal and his actions are now purified, and they are filled with substance. They are filled with weight, and therefore when that action is placed on the scale, then there is weight in that actions. So my respected friends, the exercises of Ramadan are important for us to focus upon, and we got to begin to look at our actions and our a'mal in order of priority. Because a person may be doing something selectively in his own mind, And that may be something good which he is doing, and outwardly it's good, but he has not prioritized what he's supposed to prioritize. For example, in terms of our a'mal and our deeds and actions, the priority action, and that action which gives substance and it gives virtue to every other action of a person, is the action of salah. Is the obligation of a person's five daily salah. And the very essence of salah, the purpose of salah, is to create such a consciousness in a person, is to create such a mindset that a person is out of salah how he is in salah. In other words, a person develops the exercise of namaz and salah and the discipline of salah in his life to such an extent, and that is why salah is such that there is no break from it. Whether a person is getting married, whether a person is opening a new business, whether he is graduating on that day, whether he is going for a holiday, or whatever the event may be, no matter where a person may be and who a person may be, there is absolutely no compromise for the aspect of salah. Because it is such a comprehensive exercise and spiritual undertaking that it remains with a person. It is obligated. It is on a person's obligation, and it is on his shoulders all the time. And the purpose of it is to bring this reality within a person, this discipline into the heart, this purification within a person, outward purification of wudu before a person even steps into salah. And then the entire exercise of direction, where a person focuses, who he is engaging with in salah. Therefore, when we look at salah as an action, a person from the time of the takbir-e-ula throws behind him everything that he can think about and everything that his mind is occupied with. Allahu Akbar, when a person makes, it is a symbolic action of throwing behind and releasing everything that is within one's mind and one's heart. When I say Allahu Akbar, it is a symbol, it is an action of cutting off from everything. This is the cut-off switch. And therefore, when a person enters salah, then there is no speaking, there is no eating, there is no talking, there is no action that a person would engage with as far as the world is concerned. There is no transacting, there is nothing a person will do till the end of that salah that engages him with anything of the world. And this is that pure exercise that is taught to us, and that we are obligated to undertake five times a day. So that when a person is out of salah, then ultimately, my dear friends, he is in salah even when he is outside the masjid. And this quality of action and this level of consciousness and this purification is what a person is required to attain. Now, the business that he will conduct, now the social interaction that a person will do, the charity that he will give, the zakat that he will give, the fast that he will keep, the tarawih that he will perform, the Quran Sharif that he will read, all of it will be with a heightened sense of consciousness and purification. So may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us this understanding that the month of Ramadan is coming. It is a time for us to join the broken links, to fill the cracks, to close the gaps, and to engage into this very vigorous exercise and purification and program, that how we can assess our actions and our a'mal and our life and our deeds, and we can begin to clean out the things that have crept in as a means of perhaps weakness in our intention, incorrect priorities or incorrect motivations for actions, and bring in the correct niyat, bring in the correct understanding and thinking of an action. And in that way, even when a person will read or do something little also, then that action will have great substance and weight. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq, my dear friends, that the month of Ramadan comes and we are prepared for the month of Ramadan, and we engage ourselves in those type of actions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. And also, we find that ultimately our actions and our life and everything that concerns us is apart from our personal worship. There is everything else that we interact with. We live in a community, we live in a country. There are things that happen from time to time, events that take place. And we are all responsible for our own actions. And we are also people in a community that live within a community. And in that community, of course, we will find that events and things happen. And our reaction and our response to actions also has to be such that it is based on the teachings of the Quran, on the teachings of the Sunnah. So we find that if there is a situation that arises where there is an affliction to a certain community or a person, where there's some acts of violence have taken place, then in that way we as mu'mineen and believers, we have been taught that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was rahmatul lil alameen, and he was a person who came to teach. He came to teach the lesson of mercy, of forgiveness, and therefore we are also ambassadors of that, that we will promote the message of mercy and forgiveness and love and harmony in whichever situation it may be. There can be no condemnation for the taking of innocent lives, wherever it may be and however it may be. And that is an important aspect for us to remember. So, where we're supposed to condemn the loss of life or any act of violence, then we will condemn it. And where we find that there is a situation where injustices are taking place, then we have a responsibility also to condemn that injustice. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make it easy for the ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create harmony in our communities, create harmony in our places of worship also. Allah ta'ala protect us, protect all the masajid in this country, protect all the places wherever any good a'mal and good actions will be taking place. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.